Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel. I'm allocation to Scrapless Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This is Top Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Alrighty, hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins, call for any new amateur radio operators, and call for Echolink stations. So, I'd like to recognize the following pre-net check-ins. I have 8 of them. W4FCM, that's Fred and Traveler's Rest, and for IEI, that's Isla and Traveler's Rest, KI4LDI, Andy on Table Rock, KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer, W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher, K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity, K4OSH, Pat and Malden, and KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Are there any new amateur radio operators or anyone that has recently upgraded their license that would like to check into Blue Ridge Communinet, please call KG. Echolink stations that would like to check into Blue Ridge Communinet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Victor India X-ray, KM4VIX, John, Greenville. No traffic, no reg to you.
To recognize, KM4VIX, that is John in Greenville. Stations that would like to check into Blue Ridge Tribune Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directive net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. If you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG portion. Tonight being Friday night, we will go ahead and begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with a suffix of your call, beginning U through Z. If you would like to check into Blue Ridge Tremeter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Again, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also checking Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. We are in the suburbs of Gray Court, and we'll be negative and negative in 7-3.
KE4ZHF, that is Keith in Columbus. K4VKN, Alan in Piedmont. N4UZ, Mike, and he brings along with him his wife Nancy, F4ET, they're in Gray Court. Thank you everybody for checking in with me. Hope everybody's doing great tonight. Do I have any more stations, U through Z, Uniform through Zulu? If you would like to check into Blue Ridge Tribune Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
Net would like to recognize. KN4VWA, that is Steve and Inman. Looks like I got a couple more Echolink stations up. If anyone would like to check in, Echolink stations only, to the Blue Ridge Tribune Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Yeah, they may be waiting to check in. If any of y'all would like to check in over text message on Echolink, you can also send me a text. I'll check you in that way. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to Alpha through Delta. A through D, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge Tribune Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
K
KJ4WZM. Evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Micah Beck, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo, Golf. This is AK, I'm in Easley, negative.
Please check in Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative, 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
That's KK4DMW. That is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MIQ, his daughter Michelle. They're all in Piedmont tonight. Also, W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. W4AKG, AK and Easley. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. Echolink text message, I have KO4RLW, that is Will and Travis Rest, and KB2BYQ, that is Dave and Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. With your hotel, E through H, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Cano, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight, thanks.
KC4EZ, that is Harry and Candler. Any other stations, E through H, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Okay, we'll try India through Lima, I through L, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you. All on the net, 73.
4, Night.
KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
ZM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please.
That is KG4JIA. That is Dennis and Gaffney. KK4JFO, James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. And KK4JVQ Larry and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They're in Greer tonight. Thank you, everybody, for checking in with me. And, we'll see if there's any other stations. India through Lima, I through L. If you would like to check in at Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. Checking in out of turn. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is in Campobello. Check me in and out, sir.
I would like to recognize KO4NUE, that is Chad in Campobello. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to Thanks for checking in, Chad. Hope you're doing well. We'll go ahead and move up to Mike, your papa, MSRP. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo X-ray for Mike Tango, KX4MT, Mike and Pickens. I'll be negative and negative. Have a great day. See ya. Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, 804 NNH. My name is Fred, mobile ND Mach 9, 73 Un, all in the net, negative and negative.
WZM. Please check in, Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt, up here in Edmond. I'll stick around for a little rag shoot. Have you got the ball joints in yet?
Can I ask? KX4MT, that is Mike and Pickens. Hope you're... Thanks, Mike. Doing well. Hope you're doing well, too. Next, KO4NNH, Fred, Mobile and Piedmont. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. And K4OIM, Walt and Emin. Walt, I have worked at least 13 hours every single day this week. Almost 15 on some days. Yeah, work's been really hot, really tiring. I go home, go to sleep. I haven't had a chance. I wish the weather would cool down some. I'd stay up at night and work on it, but it's still hot out there and the mosquitoes are terrible. I have got to get that project done. It's not getting any better and it ain't going to fix itself. Got to get it done. I don't really have a choice, so I need to see about taking it apart and fixing all that stuff, but I'm also concerned about the amount of rain we're going to get this weekend. I don't know how that's going to work out. That's an update on that for you. got you marked down for comments. Well, I'll get back to you on that. Let's see. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I didn't know Walt was in there, so add me in for comments.
I got you marked down too. Up to the patient group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge through Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Good evening, Daniel. Please check in November 0, Tango Romeo, in 0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative but negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I'm in Campobello, and I'll be negative for comment tonight. Thank you.
Nice. N0TR, that is Tom and Greer. And KO4RYP, Anna, and that is Chad's wife. She is in Campobello tonight. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Streaming Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in via telephone relay, KN4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. He's having technical issues tonight, so ask me to check him in. W4DJW, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Dave. That explains a lot. I seen him lurking on Echolink, and he came, he would come and go a couple times, but I called, he didn't come back. That explains that. And that would like to recognize KN4RJN. That is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. All right, I'm going to go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Streamer Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Check in, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Julia Delta in Greer. Negative and negative this evening. Over.
ZM. And Whiskey November for Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of that.
That is KK4JD. That is Joe and Greer and WN4S. Chris and Lyman. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Hope you're doing great. Let's see. Any other stations? A through Z, Z through A, all the way through the alphabet. Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
ADM. Key 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4 CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Please check in. KG4LPF.
Yes.
Kilo Golf 4. Lima Papa Foxtrot. Sam. Yes. Slap Tim. Have a good night. Thank you for calling the net for us.
That is W4CTW. That is Tyler and Taylor's and KG4LPF. Sam and Slap Tim. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Hope you're doing well. We'll give one last call all the way to the alphabet before going direct to Alpha through Zulu. Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Hi, this is KJ4WZM, now securing the Pomo portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. First up, I got K4LIM, Walt and Inman, and I have one question for both you and Chad, and I don't know how to get this without y'all doubling or anything, but I was wondering, Chad, you stuck around for talking to Walt. Would y'all like to talk back and forth and rag two together for a minute? It's up to y'all. I can talk to Walt first, or I can let y'all just have at it for a minute, or we can do round table or whatever. I'll leave it up to y'all. What do you want to do?
Control, this is KO4NUE. I'm okay with just go ahead and shutting it down, Daniel. I know you're tired, need some rest, and everybody else don't want to listen to us jibber-jabber. So if, I'm okay with shutting it down if Walt is.
NUE, K4OIM, before you shut down, can I talk to you just a moment, Chad?
Saying, Walt, let him shut the net down so he can get some rest, and then I'll just stay on the radio afterwards, and me and you just jibber-jabber.
Go ahead, net control. KJ4WZM, K4OIM. Take it over, Chad. Daniel?
I can hang around for a minute. I'm not tired yet. I have been tired all week. I'm okay tonight for some reason. But this week has been, as far as work goes, K4LIM, KJ4WZM, as far as work goes this week, it has been one of the most miserable weeks I can remember. The combination of the heat and humidity and bright sunshine, no clouds for most of the day, and although it has rained in the afternoon, it has not rained at all where I've been, except for one time I got to the area where it had just finished raining and it was humid again. But I would be completely okay. I mean, I would have been fine with just dumping down buckets of rain on me as towards the end of the workday when it's so hot. But it would storm all around me. I'd hear the thunder, but it'd be bright sunshine, humid. I did not get a break from the heat all week, and it was tough. I mean, I'm not here to complain, but it was bad this week. I'm looking forward to wintertime or something, at least cooler weather.
You had no rain here. It's been thundering and lightning all the way around, and I was getting alerts on my phone of lightning strikes within a half a mile, but we never got any rain, never did cloud up, really. But I had to go to the VA yesterday and go through physical therapy, and they took me off of my doggone cane and put me on one of them walkers. But they put me on one that's got hand brakes and a seat on it and a little box, and I'm standing there looking at it, and that doctor said, I can tell you now what you're thinking. And I said, what? He said, you thinking about putting a bag of ice down there in that little fishnet basket and a six-pack of beer and going fishing. I said, no, actually, I was thinking about putting a battery down there and a two-meter mobile on the seat and mounting me a mobile antennas up there on the handlebars. But boy, I ain't got that freeze plug in yet. I was going to get out there today and pull that motor support off and do it. But after that physical therapy yesterday, I do good to walk up to the house, man. They like to kill me. And I've got to get that freeze plug fixed because my grandson, he starts school Monday. So I won't be able to borrow my daughter's truck to keep my doctor's appointments. I got to get my truck on the road or either be looking for another vehicle. I'm about like you with your ball joints.
Not completely. KJ4WZM. I really understand that completely. I've had to fix this vehicle before just so I can make it back and forth to work because I don't have anything else. At one point in time, I had a motorcycle, and that thing does not exist anymore. Someone reverse engineered it nearly instantly on me one time while I was riding it. So that was the end of that. But if I don't replace those ball joints soon, I'll have to be explaining to the highwayman why a vehicle has rolled down the side of the road 3 or 4 times. It's about to that point. One of them wheels is going to come off or something. I can feel the impact of it bumping around inside there as I go down the road. The steering shifts. Anytime I hit the brakes, the steering shifts. I hit the gas and the steering shifts again. Something is wrong with it. And I already know from before when I lifted it up and shook the tire around, it's not the bearings. The bearings are fine, but the ball joints have some serious play. So I've already bought new ones and everything. I just haven't got around to it. The bushings for all the steering system, too, is worn out. Everything's getting ready to go. So I have all the pieces. They just put it into blood, sweat, and tears into fixing it, and then I'll be on my way safely again.
4WZM, K4OIM. Yeah, I was in a hurry to get back home yesterday because my daughter had an appointment. And I got up for a wait happening in Greer, right past Zaxby's and Carter's truck. Her tag has been expired since last July. She paid the taxes and everything online, but they never did mail her the decal. But that was the prettiest little police officer I ever seen in my life. I told her, I said, "Ma'am, no disrespect, but when I was growing up in Greer, they didn't have police officers like you. Pretty curly blonde hair, blue eyes, and just as sweet as she could be." She ended up giving me a warning ticket, so what I said must have worked.
On that, I need to find me one of them. That sounds great. I actually seen them around. There's one with brown hair, I think. She works for Greer, too. I can't remember exactly, but I really think she works for Greer. I seen her around. Yeah, she's really, really cute, too. There's a few of them around. Greenville City's got several of them. Greenville Sheriff's Department, good grief, they got some really good-looking ones in the Sheriff's Department, I'm telling you now. Yeah, for sure. And then Greer's got a couple of them.
KJ4WZM. Yeah, I told her, I said, I wouldn't get mine. You arrested me and putting handcuffs on me. Just don't beat me with that baton. Just take your belt off and beat me with your belt. And she was dying laughing when I drove off and left her there. But man, she was pretty. But, man, I've got, two nephews, three nephews now that are narcotic agents for. Two of them's with Greenville County and one of them's with Spartanburg County. And even though they're my nephews, they ain't nothing to play with. KJ4WZM, KJ4 OIM.
And that, well, that's for sure. They've got a job to do. And those guys are trained to do it. That's for certain right there. The narcotics people, because of what they have to deal with all the time, I'm just going to guess that they have some extensive training because they're up against the tough stuff. See, when you pull someone over for speeding or for a tag expired, you don't know who you're messing with. And, little grandma, or in your case, grandpa, or some little, I don't know, 15, 16, 17-year-old cheerleader. You know, you don't know who you're going to have to be up against, but most of the time it's nobody serious. But when you're dealing with narcotics, and that's how you deal with day in and day out, you're going to be after the guys that are out to kill you. Yeah. No, thank you. I do not want that job. You already know that they want your number.
And then I just left the VA and all, and I was in my daughter's truck. And she said, well, thank you for your service. I said, no, ma'am. Thank you for your service. Because what you are doing is every bit as dangerous nowadays as the danger I was in Vietnam. I mean, I wouldn't be a cop for nothing now.
When I got out of high school, I thought it'd be really neat to join Highway Patrol. And I actually almost did. I was talking to them about it. But I never did follow through with that. I had something I had wanted to do and just didn't do it. Now I definitely wouldn't do it. One of the first times that I was thankful that I did not do it was when I worked in Fountain Inn, back between 2016 and 2018, I worked in Fountain Inn, and I commuted back and forth from Travelers Rest to Fountain Inn. I usually went in to work early in the morning. I was usually at work at 4 a.m. So I came down the highway at around 3:30, and there was a silver Highway Patrol car, a Ford Taurus model. At the mile 33, exit 33, Bridges Road exit on 385. That car had been rear-ended by a pickup truck. According to the forensic crash reconstruction, the pickup truck was moving 66 miles an hour when the driver fell asleep at 12:10 in the morning and drifted over and rear-ended the Highway Patrol car that was sitting on the shoulder radar gunning. That car's trunk lid was against the driver's seat of the car. The Highway Patrol officer lived into the afternoon and passed away in the hospital. And that moment right then and there, his name was the same first name as mine. His name was Daniel Redmond, and he was, I think he was only 3, 4, or 5 years older than me. He was less than 10 years older than me, close enough in age to be my literal brother. And it literally, I just sat there and thought about that. It bothered me a lot because that could have been me, because I wanted that job. And just thinking about that, it tore me up just thinking about it. Thank everybody out there for their service. The law enforcement, you and Chad both for your military service. Those are jobs that I would not want, especially now. And I appreciate the people who have gone out there and done them.
It's like I was telling Chad the other day, when we came back from Nam, we were flying into L.A. International, and the pilot come over the intercom and said, you guys might want to change into civilian clothes because the protesters are at the airport. It didn't matter with that haircut. They was throwing eggs at us, tomatoes at us. You name it, they were throwing it. But I wasn't drafted in. I volunteered to go and never looked back, never regretted it. Boy, sometimes over there I did, but I'm glad I served now. And I'm proud I served my country. Instead of running off to Canada or changing my name to an Islamic name or something like that. But if you're tired, Daniel, I'll let you go and stick around for a few minutes with Chad. KG4WZM, K4OIM.
Problem, what? I can't find my pen anywhere. Huh, I just misplaced it. I'm going to see, do I have any more check-ins for the Blue Ridge commuter net? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or have I missed anyone for comments? Check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Sorry, I'm a little late. If you would please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel in Harrisonville. Just no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you, your guys' service. Have a good evening.
Kilo November 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Max, out in Fountain Inn.
KN4TDW, that is Gabriel in Hendersonville, and KN4MMF, that is Max and Fountain Inn. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray, it's Jeff down in Pelzer. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight. 73 to everybody. Have a good weekend.
Nice. KO4JQX, that is Jeff N. Pelzer. Alrighty, one last call. A through Z, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
K1CJW, Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
You recognize K1CJW. That is Roland and Pickens. Alrighty, folks, that sounds like that concludes our net for the night. I had 44 check-ins, and if you'll hang on 1 second, I'm going to send in my net report. This is KJ4WZM now securing the Blue Ridge Community Internet with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night.
Good night, Daniel. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
4NUE, I'm in, Walt. What's going on, bud?
I'm sitting here. I'm so sore and tired from that therapy yesterday. Man, they ought to kill me. And my legs are in worse shape after I went through that, I believe. What you been up to?
I'm going to let you know I got my first QSL card in the mail yesterday. And since the guy that I made contact with at the lighthouse, he sent me a QSL card, so that was kind of neat. So I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to put my cards here in the shack. Dropped my daughter off at Clemson University yesterday, and she wasn't on campus, I don't know, probably 4 hours, and wrecked her vehicle. So it's not a good day yesterday, I guess. And just have got my ham shack back in order. I'm talking to you on handy talkie because hadn't got my radios wired in yet, but the room itself is finished. It just got my email back up, and hadn't been able to get on single sideband for 4 days now, but I got my ham shack straightened out, so KO4NUE for station ID.
K4OIM. Yeah, they was wondering where you were at on sideband. They've had traffic for you, I know, the last 3 nights. And they are needing a net controller. I forgot what night they are needing it. And I told George last night, I think he was calling it last night, that I might be interested in taking on that job. I ain't got nothing else to do, Chad. And I like to pay it forward to Amateur Radio to help the hobby out. I've just got to get used to the handling traffic part of it. And yeah, they had traffic for you the last 3 nights, I believe. K4 OIM for IP.
George, this afternoon, and we relayed some traffic he had for me. But he knew, I told him we know what was going on as far as being able to deal with the traffic. But I'll be back up definitely on HF tomorrow sometime, hopefully around lunchtime. But I did talk with him, and we were able to get the traffic situation straightened out. But other than that, you know, I'm excited about my ham shack, and I'm excited about the QSL card I got into.
Get mine out and send you an Anna 1, Anna 1. Your daughter didn't get hurt, did she, in the car accident?
A little bit, and I wasn't anticipating it being that emotional for me, you know. I mean, that's her last child out of the house, and I just wasn't anticipating how emotional that was going to be, I guess. And then when she wrecked her vehicle, it just tore my heart out, I guess.
Tonight on the internet, where a lot of the South Carolina county schools are going back to virtual learning for a while this year on account of this new outbreak of the virus, Chad. Yeah, I just can't get it in my daughter's head. I don't know if you've had the shot or not, but man, I wish she would get it. And my grandson, I'd like for him to get one when they become available for a 5-year-old. I mean, I didn't have no side effects except the second shot. My arm was sore for a few days. K4 OIM Friday.
Our mother-in-law lives here with us, and she's immunocompromised, so we got the vaccine as soon as we could get it to protect her and my dad. And we just felt like we needed to go ahead and do that as soon as it was available to us. And I think it is a little bit frustrating that the virus is still hanging around here and that it's mutating as quickly as it is. I'm just ready for things to get back to normal, but it just seems like it's just never going to get here.
At VA yesterday, he said, he asked me if I would take the booster shot if it became available, and I said, heck yeah, I'd take it. And I think they finally approved it today for the ones with the weakened immune system. And I'll just wait on them to call me to come and get it. And I don't know how many doggone doctor's appointments I've got here in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But I want to get them over with and get up there to the Shelby Ham Fest. I'm glad they gave me this this walker over there yesterday, because the only thing is, it ain't no good out here in the yard. You got to be in a parking lot or somewhere. or inside a store. It's got rubber wheels on it, but it won't even roll in the house, in the carpet. I just took it up there and set it on the porch, and I took the wheelchair. I really appreciate that. And if Roland's listening, I appreciate it, Roland. But I took it in the house, and my daughter said, "Daddy, you might ought to take the wheelchair with you when you go to Shelby." But she'll be the one pushing me uphill, because once you go in the gate, it's downhill. And you get way down there at the end of the tailgating part, and it goes uphill to the buildings up there where they have some dealers. And then you come back down that hill, and going back toward the gate, it's all uphill again. Even the buildings up there where the vendors are, they are, the flooring in some of those are uphill. But she'll be the one pushing me in the wheelchair if I take it. May end up putting me electric motor on that thing. K4OIM for ID.
Working with you, and they're trying to do the best they can for you, and I hope the walker works out. But listen, bud, I'm gonna have to say 7-3s. I'm tired. I'm ready to go bed down for the night. But I just want to check in with you and see how your appointments went and how the therapy went and the. You're supposed to be sore after therapy. That's the way therapy works. So that tells me they're doing their job, and it'll get better.
When I went through 6 months of physical therapy, I went through 3 months of it before I could get out of the hospital after I broke my neck. I broke my neck September the 4th, and they had to wait till February the 4th for the swelling to go down where they could operate. And then I had to go through 3 more months of physical therapy. I mean, this was in the hospital, and I was at a high risk of falling, so they had the alarms on my bed. And I couldn't get up, go to the bathroom. I couldn't do nothing. And in all, let's see, I spent about a year and a half in the hospital, counting the time I was in there, from the time I broke my neck till I got out of physical therapy the first time, and then from the time they operated till I got out of physical therapy. It was a long trip, and I had to wear that doggone neck brace for a year and a half through 2 summers, and boy, that thing was miserable. So anything they put me through now can't be as bad as what I've already been through, Chad. I just thank the good Lord that I'm able to get around and do what I can do. And with that, Chad, I'll say 7-3s on your final. I'm going to get up there and get to bed. It's almost 10 o'clock. I'll watch the 10 o'clock news, and I'm cutting my lights out and going to sleep. So K-O-4-N-U-E, K-4-O-I-M. Good night, Chad, 7-3s.
Have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. K-O-4-N-U-E, I'm clear.